From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. It may seem a bit self-indulgent, another piece on Portuguese music, but bear with me, it's worth it. I spent a week in Portugal judging a film festival, talking and teaching about podcasting. It was in the northern city of Porto I met Álvaro Costa. Costa was itching to turn me on to the music of Portugal, and his enthusiasm was contagious. You can hear Álvaro and his musical picks on an earlier version of All Songs Considered. Halfway into my trip, I went to Lisbon, in the south of Portugal, not too far from North Africa. There I met another music geek and DJ, Enrique Amaro. He was my guide. Lisbon is the home of Fado, and if you've heard any Portuguese music, you've probably heard Fado.
Fado is our flag. Fado is the soundtrack of our lives, too. If you go to Kingston, I think you go talk with reggae and yes. Marley. If you go to Reykjavik, you talk about Sugar Cubes and Bjork. And yeah. If you come to Portugal, it's obvious. Fado, it's the current word. It's our flag.
In the songs, I mean, the loosest translation I know and can think of for someone who speaks English would be Fate. The first great Fado singer recorded would be Amália.
Yeah, Amália. Amália, it's the voice.
It's Amália Rodrigues.
Yeah, Amália Rodrigues, it's our voice. And Amália made the mixing of a lot of Portuguese images, the sorrow, the sea, the boats, the depression, the black, the wide, the light, the city. Amália sings the best Portuguese poets, and for me the word, it's the most important of the Fado.
De manhã que medo que me achasses feia. Acordei tremendo, deitada na areia, mas logo os teus olhos disseram que não, que o sol penetrou no meu coração. Mas logo os teus olhos disseram que não, que o sol penetrou no meu coração.
After Amália Rodrigues, Enrique played me some Sam the Kid, and I was blown away. Sam the Kid literally took the most talented Portuguese artist and mixed it all up. So you hear the magical 12-string guitar of Carlos Paredes, and then the sounds of great Fado singers artfully mashed together with the sounds of hip-hop.
He put the Portuguese guitar of Paredes. He put the voice of Paredes. He put the piano of one of the great pianists yeah. of Portugal, António Vitorino de Almeida, and he created a mix,
a unique mix. Very much, very unique.
I think it's one of the great songs in Portugal of the last years.
To understand the music of Sam the Kid, to understand any contemporary music of Portugal, you have to understand one thing. In April of 1974, the country tossed out their dictator in a revolution. And before the revolution, there was very little. Then it all changed.
We don't have places to play, yes. We don't have instruments, we don't have money to buy instruments, we don't have school, we have a lot of difficult to buy the English and the American records, we don't have the information, and the revolution, it's the beginning of the new era.
And is there someone who marks that era for you, musician?
Yeah, I think the José Afonso, with the song Grândola Vila Morena, marks the change.
What happened in April of 1974, yeah.
It's an important song, too, because it's a code for the troops to make the revolution. When that song plays on the radio in the night of 24 to 25 of April, it's a signal to the troops and to the militaries that the revolution is on the streets. It's very representative. It's very important to our culture.
Grândola Vila Morena, terra da fraternidade, o povo é quem mais ordena, dentro de ti ó cidade, dentro de ti ó cidade, o povo é quem mais ordena, terra da fraternidade, Grândola Vila Morena.
What is he singing about?
He sings about a village in Portugal called Grândola. It's in the south, on Alentejo. And he talks about freedom, about solidarity, some values of the revolution, fraternity, equality. And it's all the work of José Afonso. It's a kind of our Dylan.
Yeah,
it's our Bob Dylan. The words, it's very important for us.
Por companheira, à sombra de uma azinheira, que já não sabia a idade.
So take me to today. That's 1974. Revolution happens. Musically, what happens here in Portugal?
After the 25th of April, we have the power of the singers of the revolution. All the singers of the revolution, all the people put on the top, and then we have the first explosion of rock. We have the punk.
Yes,
we have some seeds of punk rock. And at the beginning of the 80s, we have a boom of rock singing in Portuguese. Mm. And it was very...
Would you say it gave birth to a whole new wave of Portuguese rock?
In the 1980s, it's a kind of rebirth of the rock.
Okay.
The children of the revolution.
Yes.
The guys who buy new records, yeah. The guys...
they reap the benefits, yeah.
Yeah, the new songs on the radio, they buy new records.
They can buy electric guitars.
Electric guitars too, amplifiers, yes. Drums, yeah, and they made and new songs. And all the people are interested in that boom. The TVs, the radio, all the media, and the people. And for the first time, for the first time, they sing in Portuguese. Mm. And it's very important for the people, because the people sing the songs.
It's an identity, yeah.
Yeah.
So play me something from that time. So this band is called...
We have a lot of bands of that period.
This is 1981
particular. The band calls Heróis do Mar.
And the cover you're holding has a band with a good deal of fashion sense to them, yeah?
Yeah, it's one of the first bands who thinks about the visuals, the designs, the speech. Mm-hmm. I think they are very, very different to the others.
And important because they sang in your language.
Yeah, but all the people sings in Portuguese, yeah. And in that period, and all the people have 20 years.
But tell me about what they're singing about.
Yeah, they sing about maybe some typical images of the Portuguese. Maybe some of these songs. Could be sung by Amália.
So they're singing about the sea.
About the sorrow, about the sea, about the conquerors, about the city.
Yeah.
It's a Portuguese Portuguese speech, a Portuguese images too. After this, we have uma recessão. We have a I don't know, recession.
You get stuck.
Yeah, it's stuck.
We call it a rut.
It's not. It's yes. We don't have the
creative.
Something new.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the 80s, 1983, it's very claustrophobic. It's very on the media. We have a lot of songs on the media, yeah. And the people lose the interest, the interest for the music.
And did something happen to change that, or is it still that way?
Only. In the final of the 80s, with the success of Chutes e Pontapés,
yeah.
It's a kind of Portuguese stones.
Okay.
And
when did they record, or do they still record?
Like Amália is the face of the fado, Chutes e Pontapés, it's the name, it's the face of the Portuguese rock and roll. Classic band with 28 years old. it's our when the people talk about the Chutos, it's like our stones.
Yeah. Okay. And what was that song called?
The song called Gritos Mudos, Silent Sounds Screaming. Cool. It's not a. It's a song recorded in the beginning of the 80s.
Okay.
It's not a recent song, but it's representative of the career.
This country really changed in 1974, and Chutes e Pontapés wouldn't have been a band if this country didn't change and go through a revolution in 1974. No, would that be true?
Yeah, we have in the beginning of the maybe 93, 94, we have the first signals of the hip hop culture, the groove culture in Portugal. Mm-hmm. It's really something new for the people. The kids, the sons of the people who came from Africa,
right.
They grow up.
They start their own music?
And
Which would happen more in Lisbon than it would to the north, yeah?
Yeah.
Because Lisbon has a lot more influence of African cultures.
Yeah,
it's closer to North Africa.
Definitely.
and it's certainly influenced by American music, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And Cool Hypnoise, it's one of the example with the guys who came from the School of Jazz.
Okay.
They play well, mm-hmm. and a voice, an African voice, melody. He sings in Criollo, he sings in Portuguese, uh-huh. he mixes some languages, and it's a new breed of Portuguese music.
Take me to some music that I'd hear today. Play me one or two things that really give me an idea of what's going on in Portuguese music today.
When you talk about the Lisbon, like a city, cosmopolitan city with a lot of cultures, you have one of the soundtrack. It's a progressive kuduro.
I don't know what that
means. Kuduro, it's a rhythm.
Are there words that she's singing about there? Because, I mean, a lot of yeah. But not a clue?
Yeah, in Luanda, the capital of Angola, não tem importância. Não, aqui é discurso, it's a normal speech.
One more tune, you think? Yeah.
You have a nice city. You have a danceable city, mm-hmm. with Buraca.
Yes.
That combo shows us another kind of the city, and it's another Lisbon.
Dead Combo is a
yeah.
Lisbon
Dead
band.
Combo is it's the band.
Instrumental.
It's two guys, instrumental with contrabass.
And
a guitarist, and they start the band after a concert of Howie Gelb. Howie Gelb comes to Portugal.
Oh, Howie Gelb.
Howie Gelb.
Okay, yes.
And the guys, great show. Let's make a new band. And I like very much. It's and it's an example that the Portuguese past have some interest for the new generation. And this is it's a new thing in Portugal.
So these days, you see bands looking back again after having not done that for a while.
That's the right idea.
I see.
The words for the future, it's look back.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. I learned a whole lot.
Thank you, Bob.
You played me some great
music. I'm
sorry
about my English.
You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be at all. You taught me an awful lot.
And thank you for your interest for our music, for our country. And thank you.
My pleasure. Henrique Amaro. He's a DJ in Lisbon. You can hear more about Portuguese music at our website in part one of this two-part series. Thanks to Rolando Arrieta and the Fulbright Foundation for making this happen. This was a great diversion for me and an eye-opener. I'd love to know what you think about shows like this. Write to allsongs@npr.org. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.
Like your music a little country? Listen to KUT's Radio Without Borders podcast for music Austin, Texas style. Available at npr.org/podcasts.